What up? It's Shan. This is She Gets It. But it's a sit-in, not an episode. But I got something to say. So we good. Okay. Hope everything is straight with y'all listeners. Hope you're having a good morning. Everything is dandy. Hope you're on time. Hope your breath is fresh. And I just hope you have a fast, easy, damn day. Let's get to it.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Ooh. Well, I want to talk. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Talk about how to spot a true friend. Now, we all think we got friends, or some of us know we got friends, because certain experiences have come up and these people have come through for us. Okay? I know I got me some great friends for years. Some decades. But I know I got me some great friends. And my definition of a true friend are people who fuel you with good vibes. That means you might call them feeling really shitty, and by the time you halfway through the phone call, you good. Or by the time you hang up that phone, what you thought was really horrible is not that bad. And they check in. And they absolutely want the best for you. That's the true friend. They make time to listen, even when they don't understand shit that you might be going through, because y'all lives are completely different. But they make the time. They put in the effort. And a true friend gets disappointed when you know better. And they know you know better. And you know better. And it's good that you have someone that really cares about you, that wants to see you doing better things for yourself in order to call you out. Be mindful of the quote unquote friends you got around you that never call you out on your shit. And they know they should call you out on your shit. The people who may be around you the most, is a pro and a con, because they may turn into yes men. And yes men is what I mean, like, you may ask their opinion and they may agree with whatever you're thinking for the sake of, I'm your quote unquote friend, so whatever you say goes. But I never wanted friends like that. I wanted friends with their own opinion, their own style, their own ideas and goals. And I was willing to open my life into growing with them doing that. And when my friends really tell me their goals and their aspirations and their things that they want to do, I kind of check in, look at things that they may be into, tag them in it. That's a true friend. Any job opportunities, they send that email your way. They hit you up. They let you know any cute shoes, any good deals, any discounts out there. They throw that thing at you. They give you that info. They tag you in your celebrity boo. Shout out to Nas. You know what I'm saying? That's a true friend. Anything that's going to make you look stupid and before you out in society looking stupid or sounding stupid, they going to hit you with the look if you in person, or they going to hit you with the, so what you doing, bitch? Because I got something to tell you. Or if you a dude, it might be, dog, hit me. Or, yo, I got something to talk to you or swing by you real quick. They don't let you be out here looking stupid or tripping over your own feet. If someone around you says that they're a true friend and they allow you to do that shit, they're not a true friend. And they are ready to go ham on anyone trying to steal what you deserve. Trying to steal your happiness. Trying to steal a position in a career you know you deserve because you've been putting that work in. Just trying to steal like your positive vibes in life. Anyone that's like going against that. Your friends is backing you on. We got to get this person out of here. Or we got to get you out of this environment. And I feel like my friends that I treasure the most, I'm not really around them physically. Like, I have to call and check in, and sometimes our days don't match. Like, let's be realistic. I work 2 jobs and I got 2 kids. Our days may not match, but there's so much technology out here that it makes no sense why you can't be a good friend. Stamps still work. Shipping for most things are free. Like, there's no reason why you can't make time for your friend. Time? Come on, like, on my way to work, I can hit you up. On my way in between jobs, I can hit you up. On the days that I'm off, I can hit you up. Early in the morning, if I want to FaceTime you with the girls, I'm going to hit you up. Like, you make time for the people you want to make time for. And a true friend is happy when you're happy. And when you're not doing shit correctly, a true friend is going to point it out. So if a friend of yours is next to you, doing their career shit on point, knocking out goals on point, saving money on point, having great relationships with other people and keeping themselves on point, and then you right next to them tripping up, fucking up, and they don't point it out and they don't guide you in the right direction. Hello, that's not a friend. That's not a friend. That person's trash. Straight trash. And you need to go ahead and knock that person off the list. Go ahead and put them to the bottom. Go ahead and say, the way my clock is set up, I ain't got time for you, to that person, because that's not going to help you become a better person, having people around you that don't push you to be your best self. And a true friend pushes you to be your best self. And I'm not perfect. And my friends, I love them because they will point out when they're disappointed in a decision I made or something I said or how I went about something. And they'll point it out. And I'll listen to it. I'm stubborn as hell. I'm stubborn. And then I'll come back to them and be like, you know what? You're right. I apologize. My fault. I was being an ass or I was being stubborn. You're right. But that's how you build up yourself to be better. And you do the same thing for them. Whenever they doing some shit that's not right. Whenever they talking about some shit that you know. But you knew better though. But I told you not to do that. But you knew you were supposed to do that. Be able to help each other. That's a true friend. And a true friend doesn't look at, what can I do for you so I can gain something else for myself because you doing X, Y, and Z. That's not a true friend. That's an opportunist. Know the difference between a true friend and an opportunist. And if you a real friend, there's no reason for me to get jealous of any one of my friends' other friends. Because nobody can be me. Nobody can be Shan. The Lord did not have time to make me twice. Same thing in relationships. There's no reason for you to be jealous of the next person. Having time with the person you love and you care about. Because no one can be you. And if somebody can be you and you're easily duplicated, you wasn't that important in the first place. Okay. So be yourself. Be honest. Be upfront. And be a great friend to the people that love you. And vice versa. And I promise you, you'll live on a cloud of happiness. In the friend zone. Because my friends, who are great friends, are no longer my friends. They are not my family. And you cannot get rid of me because I'm here to stay. And you are super involved in my children's lives because you are here to stay. And if you are traveling around the globe and you don't have at least 5 great friends, what are you doing? Get you some. Get you some 5 great friends. And they come with time. Because a lot of my best friends that are my best friends now, probably 10 years from now, before this, I didn't know that they were going to be like tight. Like tight. Like you were size 8 fitting into a size 6. Tight. And we are. And you get to sense certain shit. You know, you become in sync.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all on that Bloody Mary together type sink. You know what I'm saying? So whether you males and your boys, or you girls and it's the gals, get yourselves together. And honor your friends. Do things for them that they weren't expecting. Go out your way, because those true friends will go out their way for you. Know how to spot a true friend. Be great out here, and y'all enjoy y'all day. It's Shan. This is She Gets It. Deuces for the sit-in. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I will be back with another episode soon come, as a Jamaican says it. If you want to hit me up, you can follow me on She Gets It Pod on IG. My email is whoishan12@icloud.com. Other than that, if you can't reach me, hear me next time. Deuces.